From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Drug trafficking in Suriname is becoming a major concern. Guyana's sugar industry faces another damaging strike, and black lawyers in Britain say government reforms do nothing to curb the rising numbers of black people in prisons.
The black remand population in England and Wales is now 20%. The number of black women in prison is a staggering 24%.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The £2,000 drugs haul intercepted by Ronnie Brunswick's Jungle Commando has been handed over to the Suriname Narcotics Brigade and is expected to be destroyed sometime today. The captured batch of cocaine has an estimated street value of over $20 million. Meanwhile, the four-member crew of the Colombian aircraft, which carried the drugs by helicopter, has escaped. And as Chandra Van Bumendijk now reports from Paramaribo, Suriname is fast becoming an important factor in international drug trafficking. And there are also claims that the military police are involved.
In 1986, Captain Etienne Boerenveen, the third in command in the military authority, was arrested in the United States by the Drug Enforcement Agency and convicted. He is serving a 12-year sentence in the Miami Correctional Center. His having a part in drug trafficking has always been denied by the Army, that claims Captain Boerenveen was set up as part of a conspiracy to overthrow the military regime. But insinuations that the Army Command has something to do with drug trafficking continued, although evidence for this was never given. There is, however, proof that Suriname has become an important factor in the traffic of cocaine from the South American continent to Western Europe. The head of the Criminal Investigation Department here recently confirmed there is heavy traffic of cocaine going on in the country. And he said there are also indications that raw coke is being processed here. The chief inspector complained that the fight against drugs is obstructed by inadequate legislation. The possession of certain chemicals used for cocaine processing is not punishable under Surinamese law. Earlier this year, the police intercepted one shipment of some 400 pounds of cocaine, but the main suspect in this case, of Colombian nationality, also managed to escape before his trial. Many here therefore look out for the results of the current investigation into the biggest cocaine affair in this country and hope it will be a turning point to free Suriname from the clutches of drug trafficking. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo for BBC Caribbean Report.
Meanwhile, the chairman of Suriname's National Assembly, Mr. Jagannath Lachman, says despite the events of last week, he remains optimistic that the peace process will continue. He says that all parties involved in the talks are keen for them to go ahead. And even though the Jungle Commando leader, Ronnie Brunswick, will not now take part in talks held in Paramaribo, that is not a setback. I spoke to Mr. Lachman just before a National Assembly meeting on the current situation in Suriname. He told me why he had been so angry about the arrest of Ronnie Brunswick last week in connection with the drugs haul.
Because I found that Mr. Brunswick is one of the headmen for the peace. So therefore, we must have him to talk with us. And the man was here for peace, so that was not according to code. That you can arrest a man while he is here for the peace, and he was guaranteed that he would not have any trouble here.
How concerned are you about the government's role? Do you think that there is now a lack of confidence in the government?
So I think indeed there was. You can think about it that there is a lack about it, but I don't think it is because all the population of Suriname, all the people want to have the peace. And the Jungle Commando also has expressed his intention to have the peace. So, and the big people in the jungle has also declared that they need the peace. And so they are prepared to talk with the government for the peace again when the government likes to do so.
Last week, after Ronny Brunswick was arrested and then released, many people in Suriname talked of confusion and a crisis in Suriname. And they were very worried that Suriname was on the brink of civil war. Is that your view?
No, it's not true. There was no start of civil war here, no crisis on that way. Everybody was a little bit disturbed about the matter, but there was no crisis here.
So you're confident that the peace process will continue?
Yes, I'm confident of that, yes.
Jagannath Lachman. And at the start of another financial week in London, the pound was weaker, falling 1.25 cents to $1.63.4. In New York, it closed at $1.63.7. On the bullion market, gold closed down 75 cents at $369 an ounce. Among the soft